So we're learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Beis, the second Shaar, and we're in chapter 7, Perek Zayin. What we spoke about in the last class is that how our good deeds feed the upper worlds, and they strengthen the upper worlds. And the more good deeds we do, the stronger they get, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowers the upper worlds, and if the upper worlds are stronger, so then they're able to help us more, they're able to affect us more, and we ourselves become stronger. So that's all based on our good deeds. Now the other way around is also true. If we have bad deeds, if we sin, we do bad deeds, so then we weaken the upper worlds. And in fact, not just we weaken the upper worlds, we actually strengthen the side of evil. We strengthen the Samach Mem, which is a reference to the Satan, to the what's known as the other side. The other side is the negative, the powers of evil, powers of destruction, the powers of death and destruction. So the third paragraph here, just read it again. We saw this last week, the Tikkunim, Tikkun Chof. In the Tikkunim, which is from the Zohar, it says, the Aseli Matamim Kasher Havti. He said to him, make for me delicious foods that I love. Mipikudin Dase. That's going on positive mitzvahs. The fulfillment of positive mitzvahs empowers the upper world, strengthens the upper world. It's food for the upper worlds. Or Pikudin Deleisase. Whereas from the negative commands, a person who transgresses the negative commands, he does what the Torah doesn't want him to do. Panosa the Samach Mem, that is panosa, that is food for the powers of evil. That's the Samach Mem, which is one of the words we use for the man of our lev, for someone who transgresses the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ve'ilen ha'vekariv Esav liYitzchak, and these bad deeds, these evil deeds, are what Esav tries to feed Yitzchak Avinu, right? Esav represents the Satan, and Yitzchak represents Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is the attribute of strict justice, and when he's able to feed, the attribute of justice with evil deeds, so therefore that strengthens the punishments against us. It strengthens the living conditions of this world become harder and harsher. Because the Midas Adin is aroused, the attribute of justice is aroused to punish us and to try and get us to get our show together, to try and destroy the evil that's within us. So therefore, that's the bad deeds which the Satan, which the Yetzer feeds to Midas Adin. The Omelani says, the Satan says to Midas Adin, Yokum Avi, rise father, Yoichal Mitzayd Benoi. Eat from the hunt of your son. Eat from what your son has been hunting. That's the evil deeds that he's gathered together. The Samach Mem, the Ginayu, have a Kariv, the Smoilo. And on account of this, the Samach Mem, that's the Sotan, comes to the left side. The left side represents strict justice, Din. And he feeds HaKadosh Baruch Hu the liabilities of his children, the sins of his children. He feeds to Hashem the Inan Machilin Maririn, which are bitter foods. The Hebrew translation, Aseli Matamin Kasher Havti, right? Make for me delicious food that I love, mitzvahs Eser, that's the positive mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Loisase, Panosa Lachsamach Mem, the negative commandments is food for the Satan, the Misha Oivalem, for the one who transgresses them. The Elahayam Akarev Esav Li Yitzchok, this is what Esav was bringing to Yitzchok. Yitzchok represents me the Sadin. The Omele Yokum Ovi Yechel Mitzayd Benoi, rise father and eat the hunting of your son. The Samach Mem, the Glalom Hayam Karev Lesmoil. The Samach Mem, the Satan comes to the left side of Midas Adin. Lahatin Lakodesh Bochum Michete Bonov, to make Hashem should eat from the sins of his children, Shem Acholi Morim, which are bitter foods. Berea Mehemne, Parshas Pinchas. But also very interesting Zohar that says as follows. Ahu Leiv, Lav Ochoi. The heart, it's not its way to eat unclean food. The heart does not eat unclean food. It only eats the purest of foods. He won't eat the coarse foods or the ugly foods from what his people do. He only takes the choice foods, the choicest foods, the purest foods, the cleanest foods. That's what the heart eats. And all the clean food, that's all the merits and all the good deeds, all the mitzvahs, kolahi akiru tigufin velichluchu. Right, whereas anything that's ugly, that's defiled, that's filthy, right, which are the ibn uvdin vishin, which are bad deeds, anything which bad deeds, anach lekaved, that's left for the liver, the isma bay, that is given to the isma bay, right, so that goes to the liver. So to speak, our good deeds go to the heart, they're food for the heart, and our bad deeds are food for the liver. Now the liver is part of the it's part of the process of getting rid of the waste of the body, right? The liver, the spleen, all of those parts of the digestive system is ordered in order that person should get rid of all the waste in his system. So that all the bad foods goes to the liver. And the liver is a reference to the sotan, right? Ace of Ish Seir. Now the verse says that Ace of is called the man of Seir. And Seir was the name of a place. But Seir also means a goat. And the goat that we also know is from the Torah is Nosa Haseir Alav Isha Kol Avi Noisom. It says that the goat shall carry all their sins. Part of the service of Yom Kippur is that the Kohen Gadol would confess all the sins of Israel on a goat, and that goat was taken out of town, was carried mamish quite a distance away, and then thrown off a cliff. It was thrown off a cliff, and it fell down the cliff, and it just broke up into hundreds of pieces as it fell down. So that goat carries the sin. So that goat, which is called Seir. Seir is also a reference to demons are called Seirim. Maybe because goats look a little bit like demons, they've got those curvy horns, right? So that's why maybe it's the same term that's used. Seir is also a reference to Esav, because Esav came from a place called Seir. So therefore, that's the food of Seir, right? All the sins are the food of Seir, which is, as we said before, that's the liver, and the liver digests the foods and expels the foods. Whereas the heart only takes the purest of foods. What does it mean the heart takes food? What food does the heart eat? The answer is that in the physiology of a person, the blood picks up food particles and it carries food particles to the whole body and it nourishes the body. But it can only be very, very fine particles. It has to be particles of food that the blood itself can carry to the whole body. So it's got to be something very, very pure and something very, very fine. But all the coarse food, all the indigestible food, or they're just the heavy food, so that the body can't use. So either it just gets rid of it, flushes it out of the system, or maybe it just puts weight on. You know, the guy just gets fatter and fatter from all the food that he can't digest. He just puts it around his stomach like a spare tire. So that's the indigestible food. So that the analogy is the upper worlds is also the form of a man. So the heart is nourished. The heart is nourished. That's what empowers. The power comes from the heart. Person, the heart is the life source of the person. It pumps the blood to the whole body. If you don't have blood in your limbs, then your limbs can't function. So the life force of the body, which is the heart, that only takes the pure foods. It only takes the mitzvahs. It only takes the good deeds. Right? And all the bad deeds, that becomes food for the satan. That just pulls the world down. That just sort of destroys the world. That's the destruction of the world because it's that which can't be used in a positive sense. So therefore, it's just negative. It's just destructiveness. It's death. Right? That's that which rots. Right? That which is no good rots. It's just rotten food. And rotten food we know is poisonous. If you eat rotten food, you can get sick. So let's just see the Hebrew translation here. This heart, it's not the way of the heart, to consume those murky deeds, right, the unclean deeds, shall amo of the people. It only takes the purest deeds. We call us chuyas and all of the merits. We call our maisim tovim, all of our good deeds. That's what the heart takes. We call oisa akirus and all of those murky actions, vatinuf and the filth, valichluch and the dirt, shema maisim roim, which are the bad deeds. Maniach b'shvil hakoved. All of that is left for the liver. Shenemah boy. It says about the liver, Esav Ish Seir. It says about the liver, Esav Ish Seir. The liver is called Esav, the man of Seir. V'nosa Seir, and Seir is a reference to that goat, of which the pasuk says, V'nosa Seir alav is kol avinu isom. The Seir shall carry all of their sins, right, and it will be destroyed. The purification, because Yom Kippur is a purification time. We're purified in Yom Kippur, and that's why we can throw away our sins on Yom Kippur. When we are purified, so then we can throw away our sins. Right? That's the purification of Yom Kippur. If you can imagine a person who's covered in mud, and he's caked in mud, and he stands under the shower, so the waters of the shower wash away the mud, And then all the mud goes down the drain. It all goes down the drainage up into the sewerage. Right? It all goes away. So therefore, that's the cleansing process which rids us of our sins. That's Yom Kippur, is the cleansing. That's the beauty of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that there were no days as happy in Israel as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And why is Yom Kippur such a happy day? Because we're able to get rid of our sins. And imagine a person couldn't wash the whole year. Imagine a person couldn't shower the whole year. He's stuck in a prison cell. And there's no washing facilities. And a whole year, he just gathered sweat and filth and dust, etc. Just a whole year without bathing. And then suddenly, one day, they say, all right, today, we're giving you the whole day. You can spend the whole day in the bathroom. There's hot water, there's cold water, there's shampoo, there's soap, whatever you want, right? Enjoy yourself. There's a jacuzzi, there's a sauna, whatever you want. You've got the whole day in the sauna. And I thought, that would be the happiest day in his life, right? Get rid of all the filth. That's Yom Kippur. We get rid of all the filth of our sins. That is Yom Kippur. Okay, ukashem shemaychel aguf kasher enenu toiv, and just like the food of the body, when it's not good food, if a person eats food that's bad food, ve'enu miskabel al aguf, and the body will not accept it. The body does not accept it. Enu zan v'soyed as aguf. So such food, which is bad food, that does not nourish or satisfy the body, ela nepach b'soychel p'soylus. It turns in his body, it becomes waste. The food itself becomes waste immediately, v'zuhama, and it's something filthy, v'tsoya, and it's feces. Ad v'gam hu matishu machlishes kol aguf. And this also weakens, and it weakens the body. A person eats bad food, he just feels very, very bad. He just has no strength. Ki al yedei ze ein ha-nefesh mispashet b'teche karoi. Because through the eating of bad foods, so the soul cannot control the whole body like it wants to. Now, the bad foods take over the body and weaken the body, and the soul cannot control the body. Lefamim yechle mize. Person sometimes can get sick from eating bad foods, poisonous foods. Kena inyan shamaisim. So that's the analogy. The analogy is a person who eats rotten food or bad food gets food poisoning. Kena inyan shamaisim asher lo tovim ritzuyim chas v'shalom. And so it is. Same thing in the upper worlds, when one has deeds which are not good deeds, and they're not pleasing deeds, deeds that don't please Hashem, as for Shalom, they turn in those upper worlds into waste, the lichluch and filth, kaviyochel, so to speak. The bad deeds are themselves like this waste. And this is the strengthening of the powers of contamination and the shells. The shells refers to the outer aspect. The shell is normally what you discard. Right? You eat a fruit with a shell, you throw away the shell. So therefore, these bad deeds form the shells. They form the contamination. They form the psoilus, the waste. Right? That the bad deeds are called ki tsaya. Ki means vomit, and tsaya means feces. Also brings the Reya Mehemne in Parshas Pinchas, in the Zohar, Ayin Sham, Visham Parshas Teitze, Shnikas Ashpo, Metu Nefes V'Tzoya. Right, that our bad deeds is called the trash heap, and it's called filth, and it's called feces. Chen Isa B'Tikunim, also another Zohar, also, this is what our bad deeds are called. And the Zohar Chodosh, he brings other sources, Eich HaTanfeim, Shua Sitra Achra, right? Shua Sitra Acha Mesava. This is the Sotan, this is the Yetzirah, the who is filthy, right? Who is filthy, he's contaminated, he's impure. So therefore this, the filth of the sins is itself the food of the Yetzirah. This is what strengthens the Yetzirah. Visham Parshas Bahar, Ein Tzoya Ele Yetzirah, that feces refers to Yetzirah. The evil inclination is feces. That's what he helps us to produce. V'ayin v'tayim mitzvahs Arizal, Parshas Yisrei, and also, in terms of all the powers of impurity, they are nourished from the other side, right? The other side, so to speak, when Hashem created the worlds. So therefore the worlds, there's the front side and the back side. The front side is the side of holiness, and the back side is the side of contamination. Because like whatever's separate from Hashem has already some sort of physicality to it, even in the spiritual worlds, and therefore it has a front and a back. So there's the lit up side and there's the dark side, right? You have the lit up side, there's the lit up side of the moon, and the dark side of the moon, right? Or if your person stands, right? A person stands in the sun, so the front side is lit up, the back of him is in the shadow, light and shadow. So therefore, in terms of therefore the nourishment of the forces of impurity, of contamination, are from the other side. Right. In the case of Shosh Elyon, Ayin Beitz Chaim, Shar Oris, Amlechim, etc. There is a note here at the bottom, which brings an interesting thing. We know that one of the aspects of the man, the Jewish people ate the man in the desert for 40 years. So one of the features of the man was there was no waste. Which means that food that they ate, they were able to turn it all into holiness. All that energy they got from the food, from eating the man, right? They never went to the toilet, right? Because all of that food could be used for the service of Hashem. There was no waste, right? It was all elevated. It was all, right? A person uses his energy. A person eats food, you have energy. What do you do with the energy? You go and learn Torah, you go to Daven, you go and do a mitzvah. Use the energy in a positive sense. So then you burn that food. So therefore, they were able, the man was so pure, they were able to burn all of the food for Hashem. And there was no waste at all. No waste needed. That's the same idea. Nothing went to the other side. The other side never got any of it at all. V'zeh hayagamken inyan avoidus pa'or. This also is the service of Pa'or. We know the type of idolatry that they had in the days of Moshe was called Pa'or. So Pa'or is a very funny service because they used to go and make number two on this idol. It was a big idol, and they used to go and use it as a toilet. Right, so what sort of service is that? I mean, that's a crazy service. That's how you honor your God, by using your God as a toilet. But the idea is that they were producing forces of evil. Their idolatry was a evil, right? And they were sinning. And their sins were to feed the side of evil. They wanted to empower the powers of evil. This was they didn't want to serve Hashem, which is goodness. They wanted to build up the forces of evil in the world. So therefore they would specifically sin. By them it was a mitzvah to sin, right? To go and murder someone, that would empower you in the laws of contamination. That would you become the dark powers. You get stronger by doing evil acts. So if you're going to murder someone, you're going to rape someone, anything like that, anything that's vile, that actually feeds the forces of darkness. So that's a little bit of the idea behind Pa'or. That was Dafka, the feces which they gave Pa'or. Feces represents the evil deeds, that which is discarded, that which has no use, it doesn't nourish the upper worlds. The tikkunim also brings that all the negative commands are food. They are panosa for the sotan. The man ovid alehu, someone who transgresses the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs loisase panosa l'samach mem. This is panosa, it's a livelihood, it's the panosa of the yetzahora. The misha oiv alehim, someone who transgresses the commands of Hashem. There's a pasuk in Yeshayah that says that Hashem will clean off the feces of the daughters of Zion. The waste of the daughters of Zion. What do you mean the waste of the daughters of Zion? What waste have they got? Hashem will clean the waste of the daughters of Zion. That means He's going to purify the Jewish people. Hashem promises at the end of days that He will cleanse us. Right? Because we are contaminated by bad deeds we've done. Bad deeds we've done. We've got like stains. Like a person has a clean shirt, but he's got a big stain. What's the stain? It's from the tomato sauce that dripped out of his hamburger, right? And there it is on the front of his shirt. So the same thing. It's stains from a person does mitzvahs, but he also, every now and then, he slips up and he maybe does an aveira, and that's a stain. It's a stain on his shirt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the days, will wash us of all the filth. And that's Mamish that posuk. Tzoyas bnei Tzion, the feces, not the filth of the daughters of Zion, which is a reference to the Jewish people. So again, we see that sins are considered waste. Considering Yerovam was a very interesting person. He was a great, great person, potentially. But he sinned terribly. I mean, Yerovam, in the beginning of his life, he was a genius. He was a big tzaddik. He actually once came to speak to Shlomo HaMelech about Shlomo HaMelech having many wives. He came to rebuke Shlomo HaMelech. Can you imagine that? Yerovam ben Nevat. And here we have, Mesivas Yerushalayim brings from the Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yerovam, do tshuva, because Yerovam we know sinned. Hashem said to Yerovam, do tshuva, and you, and I, and Ben Yishai, referring to David HaMelech, will walk together in Gan Eden. You, Yerovam ben Nevat, myself, Hashem, and David and Yishai, the three of us will we'll walk together through Gan Eden. Right, so that was the height of Yerovam. But what happened to Yerovam? He went totally off the path. And he's called Choytev Amachti. Not only did he sin himself, he caused most of the Jewish people to sin. And he split the 10 tribes from the other two tribes. He took 10 tribes of Israel and he cut them off from the other two tribes. He created what was known as the Kingdom of Israel. There are two kingdoms in his day. The Kingdom of Israel and the Kingdom of Yehuda. The two tribes that remained were Yehuda and Binyamin. The other 10 tribes were cut off. And he set up calves so that they shouldn't go to the base of Migdash. He set up golden calves for them to serve, one in the north and one in the south. He said to them, you don't have to go to Yerushalayim anymore. You'll come to my centers, my religious centers, and you'll serve the idol that I've set up there. That's Yerovam Menevat, who had unbelievable potential to be a huge tzaddik, and he became one of the worst Rishoyim who ever lived. Right? The Mishnah says, Ein lo chelik le'ilam abo, he has no share in the world to come. So here he also brings a Zoya about the same Yerovam. Kadava tre egle. When he set up these two calves, these two golden calves, Shama Kodesh Bochel Lamalochim, Hashem at that point said to the angels, I recall Shepherd the Havi Yoiv Lachon, all of the influence that he used to give you, because he was a tremendous study, he used to learn Torah and he used to, he was a big genius. And all the influence that he used to give you, all the food he used to give you, is Hafech Lachon Lezuhom, it's all turned into filth. Stop taking what he gives, because now it's all become filth. Right? He did a turnabout, he became a total Rosha, and Hashem instructs the Malachim, don't touch anything that he has produced. Take nothing, don't touch anything that he produced because he's become a Rosha. Called Shepeshaya Noisen Lechem, all the influence and all the power that he used to give you to the angel, his Hisapik Lechem, the Zuhama. It's all turned, it's all become filth. And this causes a tremendous deficiency, blemish, sickness, and kilkul breakdown, and the weakening chas v'shalom of upper worlds. Right? The sins, our sins we've produced, weaken the upper worlds. The fi inyan v'oifen amais, according to the act that we do, lefi madrigosa v'shoshay lomis, and according to the level of our deeds, right? A bigger person who sins, the sin is more destructive. Right? A small person who sins, it's less destructive. Right? If the janitor of a big company makes a mistake, so it costs them a couple of rand. If the CEO makes a mistake, it costs them millions or billions. Right? So depending on a person's spiritual level, the sins that he does can cause greater damage for a greater person or lesser damage for a lesser person. According to his level at the roots of the world, right? Because then, right? If a person has sinned, so in those worlds where those deeds now reach those worlds, because we say that our negative deeds also go up to the heavenly worlds, and his pashtus vischabrus atzmus is baruch behem. Then Hashem's influence doesn't spread into those worlds. In other words, where there's a contamination, so then Hashem's influence cannot enter those worlds. There's a similar loch. You know, we're not allowed to say a dovish of a kedusha. We're not allowed to say divrei Torah in a place that's filthy. Right? If you're in an alley where there's filthy, there's feces there, you're not allowed to daven there. You're not allowed to spray there. You're not allowed to say a bracha. You're not allowed to say shem Hashem with his filth. So to speak, where our sins reach, those upper worlds where our sins reach, so Hashem won't enter those worlds. Hashem's influence, his holiness, won't enter those worlds, and all those worlds are cut off from Hashem's power, from Hashem empowering them. And his pashtus, his chabus atzmus, his baruch behem, Hashem does not spread out or attach himself, attach his essence to those worlds, al hashleimus amiti karoi, in a full way. He still nourishes them to a certain degree, because if he wouldn't nourish them, they would cease to exist. Everything needs the nourishment of Hashem. Everything needs to be sustained and supported by Hashem. Everything gets its life force from Hashem. But he doesn't feed them in a proper way. Kefika vonas return his brok, which is the will of Hashem. The lo shari ba'osa pogim, because the divine presence will not rest in a place that is pogum, that's blemished. As long as you still have this contamination in that place, the divine presence won't enter that place. And therefore, that place is not washed of its feces. And since this includes all the worlds are affected one from the other. and they're all tied together. We know that all the upper worlds are all interconnected, they're all interlinked. One world affects another world, which affects another world. So all the worlds are slightly affected or somewhat affected by the sins. The sins affect all of the upper worlds, all of them, because they're all interlinked. Right? Like a virus that goes right through all of the worlds. And they can't return to their healthy state. How can Hashem purify the upper worlds? How is it possible to purify them when there has been sinning, when there has been filth? They cannot return to their healthy state, but tikunam, to be in a remedied state, hamiti, when we're going to reach their true health, their proper health, their proper remedy. Adashe yisroiknu elu koiches hatum, until all of the forces of impurity are kicked out. They're all, it's emptied of, it has to be cleaned out from all the impure forces. Aliyadei kibul adam oinshoi. And that's only possible when people receive punishment. It's impossible to cleanse us up with words. Aliyadei, right, until a person will receive punishment, the punishment which is he should be receiving. Like the Zohar says in Parshas Pinchas, Bereish Amud Beisham Ein Sham, Shaliyadei Zeh, through suffering, through sickness, through punishments, through tortures, through oppression, through famine, through war, etc., and all sorts of tyranny, all types of oppression, Shaliyadei Zeh Mamela Migoy Goshu. So therefore, automatically, all of the contamination is driven out. Right? Through suffering, all of the contamination is driven out. Kerega Sofu Tomi, in a moment, it can all just disappear. Right? If a sinner is beaten for his sins, so then he regrets his sins, and then all the contamination leaves him. V'ayin le'el b'shar aleph. Right? This is similar to what we spoke about before in Shar Aleph. V'az mimele misrape ha'pagam. So through suffering, the blemish can be healed. V'akilkul shelo'i lomus, and the way that the upper worlds are spoilt. Right? Through suffering. And they are purified from the sickness, from the filth of the sickness. They go back to their original state. They go back to a clean state. That's through suffering. However, there's another way for the upper worlds to be cleansed. Or, and that's the next paragraph, or al yedei ha-tshuva, or through tshuva. There's another way. It doesn't have to be through suffering. It doesn't have to be through afflictions. It can also be through tshuva. Why did they tshuva shleima amitis? If you have true and pure and full tshuva, if a person does a full tshuva, a sincere tshuva, he does a sincere repentance on all of his bad deeds, shemegas at shosha elyon, and the tshuva that reaches the upper roots of the person's soul and reaches up into the upper worlds, Anikra Ulam Achuva, where his tshuva actually reaches a world called the world of tshuva. There is a world, an upper world called the world of tshuva, and his tshuva is sincere, and it gets right up to the world of tshuva. Alma Dechiru and Nihiru, which is a world of freedom. Because tshuva frees us. Tshuva, when a person repents, it frees him all from all of his ties to that which is negative. Alma Dechiru and Nihiru, it's a world of freedom and light. Beautiful phrase here. Dechiru and Nihiru. A world of freedom and of light. Ilo de kula, right? Higher than all the other worlds. It's a very, very high world, the world of tshuva. And misham yisrael nimshach or elyon kodesh. And from there, through the person's tshuva, he draws down an upper light, which an upper holy light, which then shines down. Ashuhu mei mikveh tara. And that light is called the waters of a pure mikveh. The cleansing waters of a mikveh. We know that a person's contaminated, he dips in a mikveh, and then the mikveh purifies him. So that light, which comes from the world of tshuva, is called the waters of a mikveh. That light, like water, like water which purifies. It's a light, it's not water, but it's considered. It's like the water of a mikveh which purifies. Lichoyt elatayu kol lichluch psilis, to bathe and to purify, to wash all the filth of the waste, koichus atuma, of the powers of contamination. And then they're all nullified. That water, just that light, just washes them away, just washes them away, just flushes them away, and they disappear. And this is the idea of the posuk: Hashem is tzeis b'nei Tzion. If Hashem will wash, will bathe away the filth of the daughters of Tzion. Right, that's a posuk over there. The chain Yecheskel, and also another posuk in Yecheskel: Zarakti lechem ma'im tohurim, and I will throw on you purifying waters. Perkhes, chapter 8. V'zeh maimim chazal. And this now explains what our rabbis have taught us in the right. The rabbis have taught us, anyone who says that Hashem is forgiving, Hashem forgives, Hashem just overlooks our sins. Anyone who says, anyone should say, we've mentioned this before in Shar Aleph, anyone who says that Hashem is forgiving, that Hashem overlooks our sins, who Yevatru Chayu is giving up on his own life. This person says Hashem just overlooks. There's such a person who thinks that Hashem just forgives, he's giving up his own life. He's foregoing his own life. Now we still have the question that he asked in Shai Aleph. Surely this is an amazing thing. It doesn't make sense, because we find that people can forgive each other. If people can forgive each other, right? Someone did something wrong to you and you forgave him. So therefore, surely Hashem can also forgive us. So what does it mean? Anyone who says Hashem is forgiving is giving up on his own life. What does that mean? The point is back. We already spoke about this a little bit back in Shai Aleph. And now, with what we've said now, we can understand it more. According to what we have said now, now this can be understood even better. The fact that Hashem doesn't forgive us doesn't mean because he's vengeful, right? He bears a grudge. That's not what it means that Hashem won't forgive us, because he's angry with us and he won't forgive us. That's not the pshat. El shekamosha miteva adam. It's the nature of a person. It's just the nature of a person. If a person eats food, which by its nature, food that's bad food, which spoiled food or harmful food that's harmful to his body, you eat poisonous food, right? Or eat bad food, rotten food. So that's the nature. Your body rejects bad food. Yazik lo isamach. So this food, which is bad food, will damage you, or gam yechlemen, or make you sick. And if this food is poisoned food, you're eating food that's got poison in it, it'll kill him. The food will kill him. And he himself has caused his own death by eating this food. Why did you eat this food? They told you this food's not good. They told you that this food is poison. He ate it. So he brought death on himself. Right? So therefore, it's not shy for Hashem to forgive. What do you mean? Hashem must forgive? You ate poisoned food. Now you're dying. So Hashem must forgive you. What must he forgive? He must take the food out of your bed, and you ate it, and now you're suffering the consequences. You ate food that was bad for you, and it's making you sick. So Hashem can't forgive me. What must he forgive you? You ate something that was bad for you. So kainu inyan havoinus. It's the same thing. Just like bad food can make a person sick or can kill a person, so it is with sins. Kainu inyan havoinus shel nefesh achoteis chas v'sholem. A nefesh, a person who sins, chas v'sholem. So it's the same. It's the same. It's the same. Reaction. Since Hashem fixed it according to his desire, it's the way Hashem has set up the worlds, right? Where the worlds, where our actions in this world affect upper worlds, as we said before. Since Hashem has set up the whole system as follows, where the actions of a person, which could be good actions or bad actions, chas v'sholem, and ke'inyan meichel mozalim, it's like food for the world. We said our good deeds or bad deeds are food for the world. So therefore, good food will nourish the upper worlds, and bad food will sicken the upper worlds. And it's just a reality, just like food. Good food will nourish your body, bad food will make you sick. So the same thing with our deeds. And shaykh batronus v'zeh, there's nothing for Hashem to forgive here. It's just a reality. It's the reality of our actions. Have a reaction. And when a person does contaminate the upper worlds with sin, Hashem has to get rid of it. He has to flush it away. He has to send it away. Through one of the two remedies we mentioned before, either through suffering, yesurim, or through tshuva. There are two ways to cleanse the upper worlds, and it's one of those two ways, and those are the only two options. And now see and understand. Now understand what we've been speaking up before. Before we spoke about the concept of brocha, that we bless the upper world. When we say brochas, brocha to Hashem, this is something we spoke about a few chapters ago. So the idea of adding is an idea of empowering the upper worlds and adding to the upper worlds through our brochas. Right? We are empowering their worlds. Right? We're getting back to what we were speaking about in the beginning. That what's the idea of brocha? The brocha is adding power and strength to the upper worlds. Right? Understand this idea of adding and empowering the world through our brachas. My Rav Oitzim Tzuich Abu Desei Nakadusha. How great is the need of our holy service when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how important that is, how much the upper worlds need that, and Atzmus Kiyuma Modem Olam is for the survival of those worlds. Just like the sins can destroy those worlds, so it's not enough that we're not sinning. That's number one, we have to be not sinning. But number two, we have to be feeding those worlds, and we're going to feed them with our brochas. Brocha is specifically is empowering the worlds. When we will influence them, we'll draw down on those worlds, we'll influence those worlds with great blessings and added strength. Through the side that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attached to those worlds, and as we so to speak encourage Hashem to give more power to those worlds, which is Hashem's desire. Hashem does want to empower those worlds, but it is dependent on our actions. Hashem wants to empower the worlds, but it's up to us to release that power. So we have to do the good action that will release HaKadosh Baruch Hu's powers on the upper world. Just like with the food and with nourishment, the same thing. And this is the desire of Hashem, which is one of the hidden secrets of Hashem, one of the hidden reasons of Hashem, which is up to us to do. And the final paragraph here, and therefore it's fitting for every member of this holy nation, of the holy nation, the Jewish nation, a person whose heart trembles when we think about the consequences of our deeds, right, our good deeds and our bad deeds, a person who is sensitive to that and his heart trembles, he's like, chored means it trembles, so you might serve Ritzuim Lefonizbo, that he should do pleasing deeds before Hashem. He should be careful. A person who is careful, who is conscious of what we're talking about, has to be careful to do pleasing deeds, deeds that will please Hashem. He should add this thought and this intention to his good deeds. It's not enough just to do good deeds. We have to do good deeds with the intention of empowering upper worlds. We should have this intention. We should do good deeds, not just do the good deeds with the intention that we are empowering upper worlds. And we're learning Torah, Maisa Mitzvah, we're doing mitzvahs. The Hamshich Lohesi, we have to have a kavana to empower, to add strength to the upper worlds, Al Yedei Oisa Mozen, through this food which is our good deeds, Kedusha or Chodesh Boilomus, which will give holiness and a new light to those worlds.